Ever get the feeling that like supermarkets are kind of playing a game with us? With like prices and stuff. Today's deep dive is going to be interesting. We're going inside one man's shopping trip. Yeah, we're talking international price comparisons, the psychology behind those like discount stickers, and maybe even how to find the perfect endive.
Okay, so maybe not everyone's like super into endives,
Right.
but trust me on this, there's something here for everyone. This guy Frank, he really pays attention
Yeah.
to, human behavior.
Yeah.
And what happens to him, it gives us a really good look at how supermarkets, well, they kind of nudge us towards spending more without us even realizing.
Right. So before we get too deep into this whole endive thing, let's talk about Frank. So he's a community leader. He's been through some stuff lately, and he's definitely on a budget.
Yeah, he's definitely watching his wallet. And actually, something happened recently. Not really important what it is, but it's made him, well, hyper aware of people, how they act. And that includes how they act around, say, pricing and advertising. He notices everything now.
Interesting. And here's the thing, and this is kind of a big deal, Frank. He lives in a place where he can shop in France, any Germany, like easily.
Yeah, it's unusual.
So he's got this like front row seat to how prices and just like the whole shopping experience changes depending on where you are.
Yeah, and what's interesting is he picks up on the little things.
Yeah.
Pricing, yeah, but also where they put stuff in the store, how the employees treat you, stuff most people wouldn't even notice.
Okay, so picture this. It's Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. Frank's feeling kind of stressed, decides to treat himself. He goes for a massage. Nice. And then, because, gotta eat, it's off to the supermarket. First up, a German one.
And here's where we really start to see how like observant this guy is. Even something as, I don't know, normal as people cutting in line, he turns it into something bigger in his head.
Oh, yeah. He gets annoyed by this older couple who totally just barge in front of him. But it's more than that. It gets him thinking, like, has the world changed? Do people not care about rules anymore?
And, we mentioned earlier how he's like super sensitive to this stuff now.
Yeah.
Well, this little cue jumping thing, it kind of sets him off. Like now he's really paying attention to everything.
No, he's about to go down the rabbit hole.
Exactly.
And it gets intense. So next up, Frank's in France. Still got to get those groceries. He's on the hunt for some endives, right? Last week, bag of five, 2.49. Reasonable. This week, same store, same endives. 3.49. What?
Frank is not happy, like really not happy.
Okay.
This price jump, it just throws him. And here's where it gets interesting. It makes him think about something called shrinkflation. You ever heard of that?
Wait, endives, shrinkflation? This is reminding me of that article you sent me. Isn't that when, like, companies make the product smaller
Yeah.
but charge the same price?
Exactly. So they shrink it down, but you're paying the same. Or sometimes, like what happened with Frank, even more.
So it's not just, him being like overly frugal. This is a real thing because honestly, some of my go-to snacks have felt, well, lighter lately.
Oh, you are not imagining things. It's everywhere. And most of us don't even realize it because, that price, it seems familiar, so we just assume we're getting the same amount. But Frank, he's starting to question everything.
And here's the thing, this isn't even really about endives anymore, is it? This is like Frank's having a moment here. This price hike, it's like it opened his eyes to how this whole system works, you know?
100%. It's not about the money so much as what it means. He's thinking about like the power dynamics. You've got these big companies and then us just trying to buy our groceries. And they've got all these ways to make us spend more without even thinking about it.
That's when he starts talking about all the advertising in the store. He's like bombarded with special offers and price reductions and all that. It's overwhelming.
Yeah, and he's not falling for it. Like those 30% off signs, do the math. Often it's like a few cents. It all comes back to marketing psychology. Supermarkets, they use these tricks, loss leaders, discounts, whatever, to get inside your head, to make you buy.
Right, loss leaders. That's where they actually lose money on a product just to get you in the door, right?
Exactly. Although, fun fact, those are actually illegal in France, which makes this whole endive situation even weirder. But that's a whole other deep dive.
For another time. So we've got Frank, no endives, feeling a little, let's say, distrustful. Where is he off to next in his search for like ethically sourced and cheap produce? So Frank's on a mission now. He will find endives at a price that doesn't make him question reality.
And maybe restore a little bit of his faith in humanity while he's at it.
Exactly. So next stop, another supermarket. Endive situation, still a no-go.
Yeah, no dice.
But he does have this kind of nice moment with the cashier.
And this right here shows how important just like, I don't know, connecting with another person can be.
Yeah.
even somewhere as, you know, kind of blah as a supermarket.
So it seems like a small thing in Frank's notes, but he really makes an effort to be kind to the cashier, like extra friendly, respectful. The cashier seems like he's having a day, you know?
Oh, totally. And Frank, just by like smiling, saying monsieur, it actually seems to make a difference.
Wow.
And for Frank, it kind of reminds him that, hey, little acts of kindness, they still matter, especially in these like everyday places.
It's a good reminder for all of us, really. Okay, but the Endive quest continues. This time, Frank decides to try his luck at a little Turkish shop he knows. Sometimes they have, well, more interesting produce.
Right, like stuff you wouldn't find at the regular supermarket.
And, spoiler alert, no endives there either.
Right.
But it does get him thinking about something that's been on his mind lately.
This is where we really get into those bigger picture questions.
Right, like economic stuff, societal stuff.
Exactly.
He starts comparing this small shop, like family run, to these massive supermarkets he's been in. And he's wondering, can a place like this even survive?
Yeah, it makes you think.
Like, intellectually, sure, we all know we should support small businesses, local businesses, but then there's the convenience factor, right?
Yeah.
And usually it's cheaper at the big supermarkets.
It's a tough one for sure.
It is. Okay, so endive count. Still zero. Frank heads back, defeated but not broken, to the first German supermarket. Surely this time. Right.
It's Frank's world, so of course there's a twist.
And this one, it's small, but it speaks volumes.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
They've got endives,
Yeah.
finally. But they're in those like two packs. And get this, no price tag.
No,
Yeah.
seriously. I mean, that's like the definition of inconvenient.
Right. And for Frank, it just confirms everything he's been feeling. It's like they're not even trying to be upfront anymore. Zero transparency.
Exactly. Like if they're pulling this with something as simple as endives, what else are they being, shady about?
It just creates the sense of, like, what are you hiding?
Right, total distrust.
Yeah.
So at this point, I think I'd be like, okay, forget the endives. Salad from the deli it is,
Right.
but not Frank.
Frank's made of stronger stuff.
He's going all the way.
He is. He decides on one more supermarket, the fancy one. The one where, as he puts it, you're mostly paying for the atmosphere. Ooh. Okay, now I'm really curious. What happens at the fancy supermarket? So, it's the final showdown. Frank, the fancy supermarket, and a bag of endives with a price tag that's hopefully visible this time.
And more importantly, a choice.
Right. Does he brave the self-checkout or, actually talk to a human being?
Because remember, at this point, Frank is, well, I think over it is putting it mildly. Price hikes, sneaky marketing, just wanting a little bit of like normal human interaction.
And those self-checkouts, they're kind of the opposite of that, aren't they?
The ultimate symbol of like efficiency over everything, which I don't know about you, but sometimes I just want to talk to a person, you know?
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's faster, sure, but also kind of soulless.
Exactly. And it seems like Frank's in that headspace too.
So what's he choose?
He goes for it. Human interaction wins, picks the cashier line, even takes a quick pick of the endive prices just in case.
Just to be sure.
Smart.
Yeah.
But also, like, I get it. After all that, a little bit of trust issues is understandable, right?
Totally. So does he actually get to buy these endives? Or is there another plot twist coming?
He gets his endives. And get this, the cashier. Super nice, like way friendlier than anyone else he's encountered on this whole journey.
You love to hear it. A happy ending, at least for this one grocery trip.
Right. Although I'm not sure happy is quite the right word.
Okay, explain.
So Frank gets home, endives in hand. He's had time to think, right? And he's feeling, well, kind of drained.
Grained. How so? He got his endives, didn't overpay, even had a nice chat with the cashier.
True, true. But he's also seen, like, behind the curtain. He understands now how much effort goes into making us spend more. Like, endives were just the tip of the iceberg.
It's overwhelming when you start to notice it, right?
Holy. And he's also kind of bummed about how most people, they're either clueless or just, like, resigned to it. It's just how things are, you know?
Yeah, it's easy to feel like that. Like, what's the point of even trying?
Exactly. And even Frank, who's clearly put a lot of thought into this, he even calls himself pedantic at one point.
Like, he's taking it too seriously. Oh, the irony.
Total irony.
So, what's the takeaway here for those of us listening who, maybe don't have time to analyze every single shopping trip?
I think it's about awareness, even if it's not on Frank's level. Like, we're not saying everyone needs to become an endive detective, but just noticing those little things, asking yourself, wait, is this a good deal? Am I actually hungry, or is this just clever marketing?
Right. Being a conscious consumer. Without it, like, taking over your life.
Exactly. Maybe it's choosing the human cashier like Frank did.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's grabbing a coffee from the local place instead of the chain. Or, you know, sometimes it's okay to just buy the endives and not overthink it.
This has been, I gotta say, a surprisingly deep conversation about, of all things, grocery shopping.
Proves that the most everyday stuff, sometimes that's where the most interesting stories are hiding.